It is now 7:47. On the way next, we're going to talk to Kevin Clark, the Kevin Clark Business Minute, presented by Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, offering a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. And Kevin joining us right now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Fine.
Always good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
I know it's Wednesday morning when Kevin Clark's on my phone.
Wednesday morning.
So here we go. Stock market is kind of up, kind of down, kind of flat, kind of all over the place. What are we expecting here as we head through the last part of 2013?
You know, we continue to see the markets, pushing near their all-time highs. And every time we seem to get the beginning of a correction, which would be a normal kind of thing, money comes back into the market and kind of keeps it from having that 5 to 10% pullback. And I think that's exactly what we have seen. Good news, bad news, whatever happens, it doesn't matter. The market seems to fall a couple hundred points and then some new money comes in. And I think it speaks to the amount of money that's been on the sidelines for, years, actually. And with zero interest rates and, it is just difficult to find a place to get a return on your money. And so I think every time we do get these pullbacks, money continues to come in and, people are venturing out. And, of course, this time of year traditionally is a good time to be investing in the market. From a seasonal perspective, we're in this six-month period of time that tends to be favorable to stocks. But ultimately, I think as we go into 2014, it's going to be the quality of the economic recovery. And, of course, we continue to look at an environment where we have low inflation, which I think confounds the Fed because we're talking about tapering and the amount of bonds they're buying and really the amount of money they're going to print. And every time we get these reports that inflation's lower than expected, I think it gives reason for the Fed to pause and maybe not do anything. And, of course, the Fed meets today, and I think we'll see a little bit of volatility around whatever the Federal Reserve says, because this is really probably the last time Ben Bernanke will be making a major statement about interest rates before we start 2014 and ultimately the new Fed chairperson, Janet Yellen, looking at what they start to say in March. And so we're at this transition point where most likely we're not going to see much action on the Fed front, which probably means a good thing for stocks, as every time the Fed continues to buy their $85 billion a month, stocks seem to do well. That trend just doesn't seem to be stopping. And so we've had a phenomenal year. There may be some profit-taking here at year-end, but for the most part, the profit-taking would be next year as people want to push some of those tax gains into next year. So it really kind of looks like the next couple of weeks, maybe a little volatility, but this market just seems to want to go higher.
We were talking billions of dollars a few minutes ago. Speaking of billions, how about this $8.6 billion Perrigo-Elan merger? That's going to close, today, right?
Yeah, I think it's today, and of course, that speaks to a broader issue of needed tax reform here in the United States. Clearly a very good tax move for Perrigo. It's going to be, savings of hundreds of millions of dollars, and that is very significant to shareholders, very significant to job creation here, even though it's, moving in a sense to Ireland. Phenomenal story, but should be a great story for legislators to look at and say, what do we have to do to make the environment as friendly here as other places in the world? And so that's probably what we're going to see as we move into 2014. Hopefully the budget issues that we talked about last week do get fixed, and we're not looking at any kind of shutdown or anything at the beginning of the year, and we can start to look at needed reforms. Corporate tax reform should be at the top of the list.
Absolutely. All right, Kevin Clark, always great to hear your insights. And give us your website if people want to check out more information.
Hey, it's ClarkWealthAdvisors.com.
All right, easy enough. Thank you so much, and we won't talk next week. Of course, being Wednesday next week, it will be Christmas Day, so really? Have yourself a wonderful holiday.
Next year, actually.
It'll be next year. How about that? Just like that. All right, my friend.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Thank you very much. You as well. Okay. Take care. Kevin Clark joining us right there from the Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, offering a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC.